Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, where we bring you the latest updates from the heart of the aerospace industry. I'm Emma, and joining me today is Daniel.
Hi Emma, today we're going to talk about a fascinating case study from the automotive sector that's making waves in process optimization. Have you heard about the Hirschvigil Group?
I see, I know they're a big name in automotive parts, but what's their connection to aerospace?
Well, while they're primarily an automotive supplier, their work in forging and machining is highly relevant to aerospace manufacturing. They've been using Vericut software for process optimization, which is quite interesting.
Oh right, Vericut is that simulation software for CNC machining. I remember talking about it in a previous episode. What's new with them?
They've been using it since 2013, and their approach is unique. They write all their machining programs manually as NC code using an editor. That's pretty unconventional.
Wait, manually? I thought most companies use automated systems these days.
Yeah, that's what surprised me too. Philip Birchtold from their Skongau site explains that manual programming is the fastest process for their needs. They handle over 3 million parts annually, so efficiency is key.
Wow, that's impressive. How does Vericut fit into their workflow?
Vericut is completely independent of control systems, so they can test and optimize their parameterized programs at their desks before any actual machining happens. It's all about preventing errors and optimizing processes up front.
Right, I remember Vericut being able to simulate real machining using a virtual machine. What kind of benefits are they seeing?
Their product development process is divided into phases, and Vericut plays a crucial role in the process development phase. They use it for collision checks and process optimization to ensure smooth production flow with no downtime.
That makes sense. Preventing downtime is huge in high-volume manufacturing. What about their data management?
The programming department creates a data package for each part that includes the program structure, programs themselves, a reviewer file for feedback, and a machine setup sheet. This speeds up setup and adjustments, leading to significant cost savings.
I see, so they're not just optimizing the machining process, but also streamlining their data management. What about future plans?
They're testing additional feed rate optimizations using the Vericut Force module. This physics-based method determines the maximum safe feed rate based on cutting force, spindle power, and chip thickness. They're aiming to reduce theoretical cycle time deviation to under 1%.
That's quite a big claim, right? Reducing deviation to under 1% sounds ambitious.
Dirk Weiss from Vericut says they're working towards that goal. With their process reliability, Hirschvogel can optimize machining of forged steel and aluminium parts before production even begins. It's all about precision and efficiency.
So in summary, their manual programming combined with Vericut simulation and optimization is helping them achieve remarkable results in production efficiency and cost savings.
Exactly, and it's a great example of how traditional manufacturing techniques can be enhanced with modern simulation technology to stay competitive in a high-volume, cost-sensitive market.
Thanks, Daniel. That's a fascinating look at how the automotive industry is pushing the boundaries of manufacturing efficiency. And for our listeners, it's another reminder of how crucial process optimization is across all sectors of engineering.
Absolutely, and with companies like Hirschvogel leading the way, we can expect to see even more innovative approaches in the future.
That's all for today's episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to subscribe for more updates on the latest industry trends.
Until next time, keep flying high with the Northwest Aerospace Alliance.